Wonderful. Thank you, Athena. Let me welcome you as well. Let me add my words of welcome and thanks to those that you have received from Athena. As she said, my name is Nancy Flynn, and I am the current coordinator of the Empty Cradle Bereaved Parents Support Group. And we would like to thank you for taking time out of your day, in spite of the weather, to come and remember the children that we wanted so badly, loved so much, and were taken from us. It takes a lot of people to make a service like this happen. And although I would never be able to thank everybody personally, there are a few people that do deserve to be acknowledged. So humor me for a moment. To start, I would like to thank Athena and her staff here at Ocean View for jumping on board with this project from the moment I presented it to her and being so supportive in letting us use this beautiful, warm, safe, dry, cozy chapel to meet in today, and for all their support, assistance, and encouragement in preparing for everything that is about to happen, and for also for providing the refreshments for us later in the service. That is extremely well appreciated. I'd like to thank the Empty Cradle Board of Directors, Jacqueline Whiting, Dominique Knittle, Nicole Chadwick, and Peter Slynn, for their assistance and support and emotional encouragement in all the little projects that had to be done over the last couple of months. I would like to thank my administrative team, which is my husband Peter, our daughter Jennifer, and our web designer Mario, for all the extra work they've put into programs and multimedia presentations and all the things that you're about to see happen. And I would like to thank Dominique and Nicole for lighting candles and for reading the story to us today. We had a lady who was going to come up all the way from Washington State in memory of her twins to be my head candle lighter, and she phoned me this morning. She had some health issues and was afraid to make the long drive, so I asked her for her own safety and protection to stay home. So we remember Anna and we'll miss her terribly today. So, let's get started. Dominique, would you like to come and light the purple candle in memory? And while she's doing that, I forgot, thank you. I would like to thank all of you for taking time out of your day to remember our children, because without you, this service would not be able to happen. We remember the children we've lost. Their lives, although brief, perhaps only long enough for a positive pregnancy test or for an ultrasound, nonetheless has touched ours. Their lives have left an imprint on our heart that will be here forever with us. This is the point in the service at which we would like to invite the children forward for their special time. And I'm gathering we don't have as many children as we thought, but if you would like to come forward and just sit on the carpet by between the front pews, Nicole is going to read a special story chosen just for you. Miss Nicole.
Thank you.
We'll just add as well too that for the adults, it will be displayed on the screen now. But so you can follow along and eavesdrop on the story as well.
Is it working? Yeah.
And thank you to the children. You were so wonderfully behaved, and weren't your families wonderfully behaved too? They were so quiet while they listened to the story. Now let's see if we can be just as quiet while they listen to their story. Our eldest daughter, Nicole, was 6 and a half when our daughter, Angel, was stillborn. That became one of her favorite books, and she asked me to read it often for her. Fortunately, she did become a big sister a year later, and now our daughter, Jennifer, is here with us as part of this service. Most buds become flowers, but some don't. We don't know why. It's nobody's fault. Most babies are born to be healthy children, but some don't. We don't know why. It's nobody's fault. But today, we are here to remember our children and to share with each other as we journey towards healing. Dominique, would you light the pink candle of love for me, please? It is out of love for our children that we meet here today. The love that we carry for them will be in our hearts for the rest of our lives. We are privileged today to have with us Reverend Marilyn Knipp to share with us the message that she has on her heart. Marilyn, please come and share with us.
I want to just look around for a moment. You know, we all have our own stories. And the times we've been touched and disappointed and felt that betrayal of life, really, when someone leaves us much too soon. But the great thing is we're sitting here today. First of all, carrying on, and secondly, remembering, because that's so important. You know, when I got called, I've never lost a child. I can only imagine that. And there are many people that never have lost a child such as you have, but as being human beings, to all of us, at sometimes comes that time of grief and sorrow and loss. And so when I was asked to be here, I thought, I gotta say yes, even though I didn't quite know what was gonna happen. So, I think I always need to be brilliant, you know, but most of the time I'm not. It's an impossibility. But listen to this. I just got back from spending a week in Arkansas, of all places, in the Ozarks. I was telling Nancy that I actually got to go to a mule jumping contest, which was quite interesting. Yeah, and, you know, do Arkansas things, and it was really awesome. But one of the things that I got to do was go to a place called Crystal Bridges, which I had no idea what it was. I figured it would be bridges made out of crystal. No, wrong. It was actually this humongous art museum made by Sam Walton's family to conserve and display American art. I'm throwing Canada in there too. They don't know it, but you know, we're all the same, aren't we? You know, art. And it was built on ponds, and it was this huge, beautiful landscaping thing. It was called Crystal Bridges because the art museums were built around the pond. You know, I went, oh, wow, this is pretty cool. And I can only take so much of gilded frame art because I don't know about it. But what I can do is walk the grounds. And the art museum was dedicated to art and beauty and nature. And so I spent an hour and a half or so just walking the grounds, and they were magnificent. And I did it on my own. And there were a lot of benches, a lot of awesome sculptors, a lot of things that I don't even know how people dream of making. But the thing that touched my heart, I rounded a corner, and there was a bench in the woods that said, for parents who have lost children. I found that amazing. So I went up there and I just sat there and I thought of all the people that have sat there and all the memories that have been remembered, and that human beings know somehow, some way. So I thought, in coming here, it's like we're all sitting on that bench, parents who have lost children with their own stories, and yet there's a sameness there as well. And I came home and I was staying with my cousin, and in the room, in my bedroom, there was cross-stitched a saying, and I think I heard it from you, Nancy, where it said, when someone becomes a memory, the memories become treasures, right? Is that what you?
Yeah. Very similar.
And so I saw us sitting on this bench in this wonderfully beautiful place, alone and together, taking out our treasures. And so today we've come to honor those treasures in the best way possible for us. People here may be in different phases of the loss and the process of grief, because there's loss and then the human process of grief. But the great thing is that underneath all that grief, you find love, undeniable love. So it's an honor to be with you, and that I get to be here on behalf of the pink candle and love. And I brought one more thing to share with you. That bench will always be in my mind, I think. So if you ever go to the Crystal Bridges, make sure you find it. You may have already heard this, but it's a song called A Visitor from Heaven by Twyla Harris. And she is a religious singer, and so I hope you'll take these words and reinterpret them for what it is. Yeah, but the words are so beautiful, and I thought how perfect this is for today. She says, a visitor from heaven, if only for a while, a gift of love to be returned. We think of you, and we smile. A visitor from heaven accompanied by grace, reminding of a better love and of a better place. With aching hearts and empty arms, we send you with your name. It hurts so much to let you go, but we're so glad you came. Isn't that wonderful? We're so glad you came. A visitor from heaven, if only for a day or a moment. We give thanks for the time. And now it's time to say, we trust you to life's love and life's tender care held in the everlasting arms. And we're so glad you came. Awesome.
Beautiful. Thank you. Thanks, Marilyn. Her poem also reminded me that I forgot an integral part of the service. So, you know, when you can't take notes, because I think some of you have probably gathered that I don't see too well, it's hard to remember absolutely everything in order. So I hope none of you came here expecting perfection, because you ain't going to get it. So, rewind. I would like to share a song with you. A number of years ago, I was asked to help with another service in Langley. The coordinator of the service asked me if I would find some music for the service. And I wanted to find a song that expressed the essence of why we were there. And I hunted and I searched and I looked and I looked. And the night before, I was feeling so frustrated because I couldn't find anything. And finally, I began typing random phrases into my computer. And I hit upon, when I found the phrase, Gone Too Soon, a song by an artist named Chris Daughtry that fully expressed what I was trying to say in the music part of the service. I would like to share that with you now, today.
Take a look in the day, but you blew out your candle.
Losing a baby at any stage is one of life's most difficult experiences. Not only has the physical pregnancy been lost, but also all the hopes, dreams, and plans you had already forged for that child from the moment you knew of his or her existence. A broken heart will always carry the scars that will never actually fully heal. Just like a vase that has been broken and has been carefully mended, it looks strong and whole. It may still hold flowers. It may even still hold water. It looks like it's doing its job. But if you are willing to look carefully and closely, you will see the scars left behind by the break. So too, we may go through life experiencing all that we need to do, continuing on with our jobs, our families, our responsibilities, but for those who are willing to look closely, the scars will still be seen. Dominique, I'm going to ask you to come light the final candle, the white candle of community. We gather as a community today to support each other. It is through that support and that love that we remember our children together and help each other along the road towards healing. Healing is a journey. It takes time. It takes sometimes a very long time. It is one step at a time. But it is a journey. And sometimes we don't feel like we're going very far forward very quickly until we look behind us and see how far we've come. Whether the loss was yesterday or many, many years ago, your journey has continued and will continue forward. May what we do today here be one more step forward in your journey towards healing. We have now reached the interactive part of the service. In a few minutes, we will invite you all forward to light a candle in honor of your children. If you wish, you may share a few words with us about the children you remember and you are honoring today. Or you may simply light your candle and move on. When you are done, there is a box of roses at the far end of the table. These roses were lovingly selected with your children in mind. Like the rosebuds and the roses on the tree in our story, they are different sizes, different shapes, different colors, at different stages of becoming a flower. And we ask you to choose the flower that represents what you see your child as. Like, or These roses are made out of silk. They will live forever. So we ask you to take the roses home and put them somewhere where you will see them. And each time you see them, remember the love you have for your children, the love they have for you, and the community support that you have received. After everyone has had a chance to light their candle, I will have a few more final words before we adjourn this room to our refreshments. So please, as you are ready, come forward to light your candles. We would like to make this an annual event, so if you have enjoyed today, please tell your friends, and maybe next year, which is a Sunday, we can all get together again for another service similar to this one. In a few moments, there is a poem on the back of your programs called We Remember Them. Like many things in this service, it was borrowed from other services that we've attended over the years. The first time I saw it, it became one of my favorites, and I'm going to ask Peter to lead us in the reading of it. But first of all, just a few closing remarks. As we end the service, we will ask you to come forward and exit by the door to my left. Across the hall is the reception room. For those of you who wish, you might like to stay and linger for a few minutes, surrounded by the candles, the music, and the roses. You are welcome to do so. For those of you who are going out and across, please do so quietly so as to not disrupt the people who have chosen to linger for a few extra moments. As we were also reminded earlier, today being October 15th, National Pregnancy and Infant Loss Memorial Day, we ask and encourage everyone to light a candle between 7 p.m. and 8 p.m. tonight, so that around the world, a ribbon of light will be visible for our children. And now, I would ask that you recite with Peter the words to We Remember Them, and then please come join us for refreshments.
In the rising of the sun, and as it's going down, we remember them. In the blowing of the wind, and in the chill of winter, we remember them. In the opening of buds, and in the rebirth of the spring, we remember them. In the blueness of the sky, and in the warmth of summer, we remember them. In the rustling of leaves, and in the beauty of autumn, we remember them. As long as we live, they too will live, for they are now a part of us as we remember them. When we are weary and in need of strength, we remember them. When we are lost and sick at heart, we remember them. When we have joys we yearn to share, we remember them. When we have decisions that are difficult to make, we remember them. From the beginning of the year until it ends, we remember them. As long as we live, they too will live, for they are now a part of us as we remember them.